hey, I love a good dark stout. I love, you know, some fruit beers, but you can't have a lot of them. Yeah. And, you know, they have definitely a lot higher caloric count. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for, literally, I think when I think of beer, like when, you know, people go into movies or television shows and they just order a beer, this is what they're drinking. It's just this, because it doesn't taste spectacular. It's just beer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Basic shit.
That's anyway.
So, all right. So
that's why I'm drinking it.
Opening banter out of the way. Hells yeah. Oh God. What did we see? Okay. So what it's did that I bad. Say? I'm tired.
It's clearly been erased from your mind. It's been a drive. Yeah.
No, unfortunately, there's some shit that's never going to be erased. I don't think, or this one. But all right. So Critics on Tap. We just watched Bad Boys for Life, the 2020 Part 4. Of the Bad Boys saga.
No, it's part
three. Part three.
It is not part four.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's part three.
I thought part two was separate than the dating of the sister, of Martin Lawrence's sister. Was that all in part two?
That's
open
all
with
two.
The white supremacists?
It's that long.
Yep.
Holy shit.
They crammed a lot into that movie.
The crazy uncle thing that happened too when they showed up. Yeah.
So this just is only the third installment. Yeah.
Right. Correct. Good.
Yeah. So the third installment in this Bad Boys saga that may or may not continue, apparently.
I just checked. They said they're probably going to green light a fourth one.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because I think that's what it is that when they announced Bad Boys 3, they announced 3 and 4 together. And this one I just assumed was 4 of 3 because it was like getting worse and worse, like to the point that I'm like, wait, this was your such a good idea you needed to have two more?
It remains to be seen if they're going to be the same movie yet.
Yeah.
We could, you know, it could literally be a copy and paste. Yeah. We're old now, and that's hard.
Yeah.
The movie.
Well, it worked for Lethal Weapon. So.
Before we start bashing it too much, I'm Bo. I had a Bell's Brewery fruit fight on the rotating taps there at the South Amar Draft House. And now I am sipping on some rum and lime juice because that's what we have, because I didn't make it to the store in time to get some whiskey today. Oh. Or anything else. I mean, there were limited options.
Oh,
I mean, the tequila is like that much. The whiskey's empty.
Sponsors,
and
the Grey Goose
is like an inch. So it was either gin or rum, and I just wasn't feeling the Hendrix. So I was like, I haven't done rum in a while. So I threw in a little baby splash of flat club soda and squeezed an entire lime into what's about 4 ounces of Bacardi rum.
That sounds good.
And I'm just going to be like, fuck it. This is my life now. I'm going to go full Ray Liotta on you bitches.
That's awesome.
Anyways, work your way around the circle.
Yeah. Samantha Ray Lopez, I'm not drinking anything right now, but in the movie, I had a margarita. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
It's all good.
You might change your mind here when we get talking about this movie. It's entirely possible.
Maybe.
It's entirely possible.
This is Matthias, and I drank a 512 Pecan Porter, and now I'm drinking a Crawford Bock from Carbock.
Hey, it's Spencer Mirabel. I had a Knob Creek and Coke at the movie. I'm drinking some kind of whiskey on the rocks and a Miller Lite.
I think it was a Rancho 12.
At the same time. Yeah. Not like to collectively, like, you know, I'm out at the same time, but.
What do they call those at bar? Like a lunchbox or something where you have a shot and a beer?
There's a drink?
Yeah, well, no. If you actually drop the shot of whiskey into the beer, it's a Boilermaker.
Yeah. Okay.
That's specifically whiskey dropped into beer is a Boilermaker, which is not a super common thing. There's a couple of dive bars on the east side that do that, but mostly you get a Happy Meal or a lunchbox, any of those kinds of things. That's like a Texas lunch or, you know, there's like all kinds of things.
Yeah, or you have like a Lone Star and a whiskey or some shit.
Yeah, it'll be like Republic Whiskey and a Shiner Bock. You know, but they're separate. Like they're not dropped.
Okay, it's not like
chunked.
A Dosarita where it's like burnt inside the. Okay,
not an Irish. It's not a Texas car bomb. You know?
Got it.
That's.
Oh, what is that? What is a Texas car bomb?
I mean, I'm assuming that I was just saying based on the Irish car bomb of Jameson.
Showing it in Lone Star.
Yeah. Yeah. Jameson, and specifically Irish cream, dropped into a Guinness. I would assume you drop a shot of Texas whiskey into like either a Shiner or Lone Star.
Interesting.
I don't know that anyone doesn't call it Texas car bomb.
I'm learning
never seen
so
that.
Much about alcohol tonight.
Yeah.
I'm Stephanie Hamilton, and I'm drinking Miller Lite. I was also drinking Miller Lite at the movie as well, so I'm just having a Miller Lite day.
Miller Lite Monday.
It's Miller time.
Call us. We need your help.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just putting the brakes out to like any potential sponsors. Like anyone wants any part of this, like, hey, Bacardi rum, I will stop drinking.
Could we just have like
an hour long
deal where we just pitched to multiple different alcohol brands
the whole time? Yeah. Like, why would I listen to an episode?
It's
of
all
that?
The same stuff, but it's all the same compliments.
Oh my god, they are looking at us so hardcore. Sorry. Oh,
man. They heard what we said about cats a couple weeks ago.
Don't call attention because then, the dogs will notice.
Yeah, because then the dogs will notice if they're pointing and looking, and it becomes a whole to do. Cool. So, Bad Boys for Life, y'all.
Yeah.
We
got to do the short take.
Yes. Spoiler free, quick take. I really want to just.
I've prepared. I can do it.
And I want it to be kicked off through by Matthias, who probably enjoyed the movie the most based on out loud laughing that was moments that were meant to be laughed at and not vice versa, which I know some of us were guilty of, and we'll get into that. So, Matthias,
you are talking about when someone turned on their flashlight in the theater and y'all just kind of...
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Excellent. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, are we going to talk about that?
Okay, so, no? So I did... enjoy bits and pieces of this movie. I think it is actually, if you like action films, if you want to go watch Will Smith and Martin Lawrence do their thing again, you know, it might be a lot of fun. It is very long, and I won't say it is all good, but I will say there are bits of it I liked, and it might be worth watching, not in a theater. You could probably wait for it if you want to come on, like, on Netflix or something or wherever it's going to be, and it might be a fun night, you know? But yeah.
Agreed.
This is going to shock y'all. I liked it a lot. Hold
on, guys. This is a bit.
Only after I thought of it like a telenovela.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
The more I got out of my the more I got it out of my bad habits of like writing it off. Because to be fair, I've never seen a single Bad Boys movie. I don't have the context.
You didn't see the first one growing up. What? Like
that. One and two totally are both available on Netflix.
When I was
if
a kid,
catch up.
Even if I was 13 to see a PG-13 movie, I'd have to like have a PowerPoint pitch to my parents to be allowed to like see it. Very strict. But for their own reasons, that's
question,
their decision.
Have you seen a Michael Bay film?
Unfortunately, I mean, yes, I have.
Yeah, you've seen Armageddon.
Well, then you have seen a Bad Boy.
Well, so that's what I'm saying is I didn't really feel like the need to see it, but I actually wanted to come in with that lens of not having seen these movies. Okay. I liked it a lot. The more I was like relaxed myself, more I thought maybe I should drink a lot and be like pretend like I'm in Miami. And that's the deal is like it's one of those movies.
What do they
do
in Miami that I don't understand?
Because when you're in Miami, you party, you drink a lot, and you have a good time. And and the more I was like, you know what? That's all this is. This is like watching a telenovela in a Miami bar. Like, this is the movie that's playing in a Miami bar somewhere in like 2 years from now. The more I thought of it like that, sure. I had a good time. Yeah. You know, I do agree you don't need to see it in the movie theater. Wait till it just comes out on whatever sort of streaming service you use. But I was pleasantly surprised the more I relaxed myself.
This is a perfect pirate movie. I bet you it'd be the most pirated movie of the year.
I was going to say, it's the movie so far this year that you'd most want to eat edibles beforehand and just be like, I want my brain turned
off.
Dude,
I don't
know.
After seeing cats.
Like, dumb
jokes. I mean, the sky looks orange a la every Michael Bay movie ever. So, like, I think you don't really need acid to see that. It already is, like, has this guise of acid all over it.
It was fun. I mean, as someone who will literally watch anything with Will Smith in it, except for the one where he's in it twice, Gemini Man, I skipped it. I mean, it was fun. It was whatever. It was so Michael Bay. It was just so corny and cheesy. And it's one of those things where it's like,
y'all know
I can
Michael
watch
Bay
this.
Didn't direct
He did not direct this.
No, but it's very, or Jerry Bruckheimer, sorry. Yeah.
Very,
where like
okay,
there's
there you go, yeah,
that
yeah.
like lens flare and basically looks like it's swiped on the screen, you know, like the ambulance drives by and it's just like streaks of light. It's like so signature.
Yeah. It looked like it was shot in the 90s.
Yeah. So anyway, that's, it was fun. I feel like it's probably lost its like Bad Boy luster. Obviously these guys are way older and I don't know, to me the first two they had a much like funnier dynamic and now they were just kind of like being mean to each other and that was supposed to be funny, which is fine, I guess.
Counterpoint, you're being ageist right now and that is not cool.
I'm
kidding. It was bad.
Yeah.
We all know
it was not my favorite movie. I mean, I'll probably see it again like if it was on like TV and my dad was like, hey, we're not doing anything today, you wanna watch this? I'd be like, yeah.
Like a unifying whatever feeling.
Yeah.
Very meh.
Yeah. Which is also probably gonna get shit for this. Probably how I'm gonna watch the next Bond film.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's your choice.
No, you can leave. You can go.
I'm
closer on Sam's side that I think the next Bond film will probably be.
I believe in Cary Fukunaga.
Oh, that's right. He's directing.
Hand over heart. Hand a Scout's Honor. I don't care what it is. I believe in him.
Yeah. It looks
tired.
It looks.
I mean, it'll be exciting, but you know. Can we get something original? I know I've said this before, but like, how many bad boy movies do we need to see? How many Bonds? How many, you know?
Everything is a franchise nowadays.
I know.
It's like, why even do anything new? Let's just remake, rehash, reboot.
I don't like it. Sequel. I don't like it.
I don't either. I went in with medium expectations, and I was disappointed with my medium expectations. And this is from somebody who really actually enjoys like the dumb action, like you give me a Fast and Furious movie or you something with the Rock in it and things explode for no reason and I'm all about it, but I don't know, this did not. Yeah,
they either needed to go way further on the cheesy action over the top chaos or ground it a little bit more in reality and tell this like story of these two guys who care about each other, right?
Yeah.
Like it was, I didn't think about it till you just said it, but I was like, that's what's wrong. They tried to do both because they handcuffed themselves of going either direction. It could have worked.
Yeah, because they had some elements that were over the top, but then they had other things that were...
like taking itself too seriously in some moments.
Yeah,
more
than any film we've reviewed, it reminded me more so, less Hobbs and Shaw and more Terminator Dark Fate, for those that actually saw that one. And it was just like, oh man, they were almost there. They just, you know, it felt like studio interference probably forced them into like, oh, we really want to try to like replay the hits of what made the first film or two successful. Yeah.
Oh, this was like a compilation.
So it was like replay the hits, but try to like amp in some cool new stuff. But really, it wasn't that cool or new in any way.
Yeah. It reminds me of when they sang Queen songs at the beginning of the Oscars, the year Bohemian Rhapsody was nominated, and it was really awkward. And then the most awkward part is when they cut to... like the people in the audience and Tuxedo is like trying to clap along to We Will Rock You, and it's clearly like forced and they're trying so hard to have a good time like against their better judgment, and they are caught. That's how I felt seeing this movie.
Okay.
So critics on
sorry about that. It's turning into ASMR. Sorry.
Critics on tap. Bad Boys for Life. For some people, but not for everyone.
It was Bad Boys for a weekend.
Bad Boys for a few people.
An
maybe.
Hour and a half.
Ride or die.
Yeah. Ride or die. Good night.
Bye.